This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Paul Esposito with you. Happy Friday to you. I've got maybe 45 seconds for a quick intro. I thank you for having us tuned in here today. You're going to hear the last part of this message now. Humility is the cure for worldliness. We've got one sermon left in this series, and that'll be James 5, the rest of the story. That'll start playing next week. After that, you're going to get Romans verse by verse live behind their microphone here, each and every program here to WGOD. In the meantime, I invite you this weekend out to Island Community Church. We're in Romans chapter 7. We're going to look at Paul's firsthand struggle with sin as he cries out, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" That's where we're at this week. Look for the podcast over the weekend if you can't make it. Here is the last part of Humility is the Cure for Worldliness. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life are not of God, but are of the world. The world is attractive. What do? Submit to God. Submit to God. You say this is not right. I'm going to follow you instead of what I see with my eyes, the lust of the eyes. I'm going to follow you instead. You said it, I'm walking with you. Submit to God. That's my best understanding of what this means. Let the Lord live His life through you. The Spirit yearns jealously for you, for your heart, for your love, for your devotion. If you find yourself to be in league with the world, humble yourself in the sight of God, and He will lift you up. I like that. God Himself will lift you up. Look at what Peter said. Listen to this verse, 1 Peter 5:6. 1 Peter 5:6 says this: "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that He will exalt you in due time." Sorry to add that caveat. Humble yourself. The solution to worldliness is submit to God. Humble yourself. What does that mean? How can I do that? I remember at the radio station here where I work at, many times when I worked with someone who was my equal, he was not my boss, he did things which were deliberately and unequivocally wrong. But I couldn't tell him because he thought he could do no wrong. Have you ever met anyone like that in your life who could never do anything wrong? At least you could never tell them that. And at times like these, I think this is probably the first verse I ever knew by heart, because it's the loudest one God's ever spoken to me in all my life. If I ever hear God say to me again, "Paul, 1 Peter 5:6, 1 Peter 5:6, 1 Peter 5:6. That's what he used to say to me. You'd think that was my name. 1 Peter 5:6, 1 Peter 5:6. Some people are more stubborn than others, you see. 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time. Sometimes the due time isn't until years later. Back to my example. The Lord wanted me to humble myself. So I went to my coworker and I apologized and said I was sorry, even though I wasn't wrong. And you talk about a bitter pill to swallow? You go up to someone and say you're sorry when you haven't done anything wrong. And then on top of that, you say, I'm sorry. And he goes,
all right, I forgive you.
Or he doesn't answer you at all. But God says,
1 Peter 5:6.
I think that's all I heard for 2 months. 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. Well, now that guy's laying upholstery somewhere out of the state. And I'm the pastor of this church in ministry full time. But I had to go up and I had to say to someone I was wrong, even when I wasn't wrong. I was sorry. Well, I was. No. Let's be honest. Sorry, even when I wasn't sorry. There, I said it. You want me to fib from here? I wasn't sorry. But God said, make yourself lower than this. Take the last seat at the feast. And then the master will come and say, friend, what are you doing way down here? He says, come on over here. And I'm going to put you up here on the first seat. But you got to start down there. Humble yourself. Even when you're right, take the lowest position at feasts. And God will exalt you. The Bible says he himself will lift you up. He himself will do it. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. Might be 500 gray hairs later, or a bigger spot on the top of your head, but he will exalt you in due time. And all this time, church, I was learning submission. And submission is the key for you if you find yourself addicted to the world. Is submission. This is what James is saying. Take the humble position, I say to you. That is the last seat at the feast. Esteem others better than yourself. Don't look out for your own interests. Look out for the interests of others. How would you like to end all church strife? Not here, or not just here, but everywhere you went. And cause all arguments to cease. Would you be interested in that? Then take the last place. Esteem others better than yourselves. You know, that's Philippians chapter 2. Don't have it written down, but I do happen to know where that is. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, any tender mercies, fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. You want to solve church problems? You want to end strife at your fellowship you're at, or a church you're visiting, or a family member? You know, there's so much strife here at our church, I don't know what to do. This is the answer to that. This is Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. It says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. You know what another word is for vainglory? Vain means worthless. Glory means praise. So let nothing be done through strife or worthless praise. What is worthless praise? That is worthless praise that's directed toward you. Praise that's directed toward you is worthless. All praise and glory in the house of God goes to that man right there. All praise. How do you honor him? By going and washing somebody else's feet. That's how you honor that man in the glory. By esteeming others better than you is how you honor that man there. Esteeming others better than yourselves. That's how you end strife in a church. There used to be a lot in this church. There's no strife here anymore. It's a great feeling. But when you run into it, I want to share the cure with you. Esteem others as better than you. That's the cure to it. Okay, again, let me say that. Find out what your neighbor wants and honor them above yourself. Do I got time to look at one more?
Listen to this verse out of James, James 3:16. We didn't cover it. It says this, "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." Okay, let's hit, we got time. We'll hit this last section real quick. This section in my Bible had cautions concerning criticism. And it's verse 11. Again, cautions concerning criticism. Now in my King James, "Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law." Wow. Think about what he just said. Do not speak evil of somebody else. Brothers, he that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judges another? Now, there's another shocker from James this morning, isn't it? Whoever speaks evil of his brother or sister and judges them, which this is, because you're speaking evil about them, you're judging them. And in actuality, you're speaking evil of the word and you're judging the word of God. Why? Because God has accepted them. And you're judging them? James says you might as well be trashing this book, because this book receives that brother and sister. They don't have to meet your standards of perfection. They meet his standard. They meet his standard. Remember what his standard is? The tax collector? He wouldn't even look to heaven. This is the standard that he meets. He wouldn't even look to heaven. He just bowed his head down and says, "God Almighty, have mercy on my soul, for I'm a sinner." And he says, "Which one of these guys went home justified?" That man and woman that bows his head and cries out to God and says, "I'm a sinner." God has honored that person and has received them. That's what this means. When you speak evil of a brother and sister and judge them, you're actually speaking evil of the word and judging the word. Paul says this, and we'll close, Romans 14:10. He says, "Why do you judge your brother? Why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, 'As I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow to me and every tongue confess to God.' So then each one of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way." In other words, don't worry about your neighbor. You've got bigger fish to fry than your neighbor. And that would be you. Flip, flap, and flounder. You have a perfectly jealous God that lives on the inside of you. I leave you this morning with 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.